Two federal judges say the government must keep funding SNAP food benefits, but it's unclear when or how that will start. Millions of Americans could still be without enough money for meals, and it could also be devastating for thousands of businesses. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, some grocery stores say SNAP benefits account for more than half their sales.
Teresa Rios came into the grocery store this week with a shorter shopping list than usual and paying even more attention than usual to price.
This here, this is $2.19 and this is $1.59, so I'm going to buy this.
Rios is a regular here at the Save-A-Lot store in Springfield, Massachusetts, but once she heard that her food assistance might soon be cut off or reduced, she started spreading her business around.
I'm at the point where I am shopping for deals at three different stores. So I'll come here because this is cheaper than Stop and Shop, but some of the items at Price Right are cheaper than here. And Walmart is like the cleaning stuff. That's cheaper over there at Walmart. I get the Walmart brand. I just shop around.
Rios says she's also skipping some items altogether as she has switched to cheaper meals for herself and the three young grandchildren she cares for.
Right, I'm not going to be able to get the kind of cereal that they're like, and they'll have to settle for what I can give them.
She's not alone in her penny pinching, and it's all adding up to trouble for some grocery businesses. There are 250,000 retailers authorized to take SNAP benefits, but the most vulnerable are those like Save-A-Lot, where SNAP purchases make up 65% of sales. Already, manager Jose Pajares says those sales have started to dry up.
Yes, I see less customers every day because they are afraid to spend all the money they have, you know, for the whole month. So scary.
Pajares says he's been ordering less and less stock for the store, and he's dropping prices to try and boost sales. But he still ends up with meat and produce languishing on the shelf until its expiration date.
See, we don't sell. We have to throw it out. Every day we throw out things, you know.
Even in the best of times, grocery store profit margins are razor thin, and now all the more so due to tariffs, for example. The owner of this Save-A-Lot, Anthony Pena, also owns a few other grocery stores that are far less dependent on SNAP business, so he can weather a dip in sales, at least for a bit, he says, but not for long.
After 1, maybe 2 months, I start to think about the nuclear options is what we call it, you know, having to think about closing the store.
For smaller supermarket grocers, challenges like SNAP reductions can have a significant impact on profitability, which unfortunately can put some stores and lots of jobs in jeopardy.
But Scott Moses, an investment banker with Solomon Partners who specializes in the grocery business, says grocery giants like Walmart may well gain if SNAP recipients can't count on their full benefits.
A significant amount of customers are going to trade down to what they perceive to be lower price operators. And net-net, Walmart will likely come out ahead.
Back at Save-A-Lot, where the outlook is bleaker, owner Anthony Pena worries that his sales slump will only get worse for him and his suppliers.
For example, the bread guy or the guy who delivers eggs or milk to the store, instead of delivering 100 units, now he's going to deliver 25 units, 75 units less. That's when things get a little bit more complicated.
And of course, staff here are acutely aware their jobs are also on the line. Already, cashiers are just standing around during what is supposed to be their busy hours.
I'm worried because if customers aren't coming because they don't get food stamps, our jobs are at risk.
Cashier Stephanie Hernandez is working here to support her 11-year-old and twin 1-year-olds.
Si no tengo trabajo, pues.
If I don't work, how will I pay my bills?
It could be a double blow for Hernandez. She gets SNAP benefits herself, and in a worst-case scenario, she could end up losing food assistance and her job. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Springfield, Massachusetts.